Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where we're joined by James Hughes, who is a chief market analyst for GKFX. How are you today, James?
Not so bad, Zach. Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Right. We're a little bit quiet at the moment, aren't we? Or is that just my imagination? The calm before the storm.
Yeah, calm before the storm. This used that one, I think. But no, there's some bits coming out later. I mean, right now, first thing this morning, we're looking a little bit quiet. And you know what? I think a lot of that is down to the fact that this Fed decision is almost looking nailed on now. And I think that's really taken a lot of people by surprise. I think this time last week, we were looking at the probability for a rate hike at 25%. And now we're up above 85%. And that's all come, obviously, this Fed speak during the week. And that's really derailed a lot of the news flow, really, because I think we'd be in this week focusing on the Fed and focusing on exactly what's going to drive things. And with Janet Yellen really confirming everything from the rest of the Fed speakers last week and Kashkari yesterday, I mean, I think there is just this feeling that this rate hike is now nailed on and we can look elsewhere. Now, if you're looking elsewhere, you've got to look potentially towards the Eurozone, look at France. I think that the French election issue is a big one. And one thing that's going obviously under the radar at the moment is this Dutch election, which is coming up next week. In fact, comes up on the same day as the Fed meeting. And that's another key piece of news which is going to dominate European markets. And of course, if we get a right-wing victory in Holland, then of course there will be more and more discussion around potential right-wing victories for Marine Le Pen in France. So I think there is that area that we can focus on. And from today, we've got a little bit of data. We've got Eurozone GDP coming out first thing this morning. We've got the ECB this week. We've got the payrolls at the end of the week. So there is some stuff to go on, just maybe not first thing this morning.
Right. And any levels that you're looking at the moment that you think are significant, maybe on gold or crude oil?
Yeah, gold's an interesting one. I think if you look at the downside there, we're looking at pretty much 1222 is a bit of a level, and 12 just below that we're looking at 1216s. But just below the 1216s on a daily chart from the on gold, you do have both 150 daily moving averages, which are converging together, looking to cross over at the moment, but they are both down there acting as support just below that 16s level. So I think it's around 14 or so that they're acting. So you do have an area from this 22 level all the way down to about 16s, 15s, which is going to be a key area of support. A lot of people still hoping that this gold or staying into this gold as it's going to be a little bit more of a long-term uptrend. But it's interesting because you've got on that daily chart again, you've got that 200 period moving average on the upside, which is capping the rallies, and then you've got the 50 and the 100 underneath, and you've got that pincer movement as it's starting to really narrow this price action in. Something's going to have to give sooner or later, and with the 50 period moving average looking to cross to 100, you may be looking at that as a little bit more of an upside kick from there on gold. But of course, you have to look towards some of that news flow and what's going to dominate things. And it's interesting, of course, because after the more the probability goes higher on this Fed rate hike, the more downside we're starting to see, or more small turnaround we're starting to see in US equity markets, and the more strength we're going to get on the US dollar. And the strange thing about that is that is actually how economics dictates a rate hike should be received by the markets. And of course, for about 10 years, we haven't really seen markets react in the right way.
So the bluff at the markets, bluff has been called on the interest rate rises, really. Is that the case?
Yeah, I think so. I think that has to be the way we're looking at it at the moment. The markets are starting to turn around in terms of equity markets, but what people will say, of course, is that upside turnaround, the slight little turn at the top of the Dow and the S&P, it is just because it's been going up for such a long period of time, and there is due some kind of fall lower. And of course, yeah, that is the case. But when you look at it from an economic point of view, a rate hike is negative in terms of equity markets. And I think no one expected it to be so nailed on for March that it's going to happen. But I mean, my question is it that nailed on, really, that it's going to happen on next week? Because we do have this non-farm payroll, the jobs report. And it's not the non-farm payroll we have to worry about. That number doesn't really matter. It's the average earnings. And average earnings last month were at 0.1. Now, they've only dropped into negative territory four times in the last 5 years, I think. But it's only at 0.1, so it's such stagnant growth in wages. And if you're talking about 3 rate hikes, potentially 4 rate hikes, surely the Fed are going to have to see that average earnings number start to show some actual real gains rather than this real stagnant growth of every month looking at 0.1%. It has to be some kind of more and more aggressive growth in terms of those wage figures for the Fed to justify 3 or 4 rate hikes this year. And Janet Yellen will surely be looking at that figure and saying, well, maybe it's not such an issue for this month. Maybe the March move next week is nailed on. But that wage growth is a key one. And I know we spoke about this last week as well, but it is a key bit of information that isn't showing signs of growth where everything else is. And that's a worrying point.
Of course, there's also inflation on the horizon as well, which would not be helpful if wages are so flat. But on that note, James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst for GK FX, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, James.